Good morning, and welcome to the Presbyterian Church of Floyd. This is Reverend Bob McLeavy, welcoming you to our time together. This morning I've got a message I've entitled, For Those Who Have Everything. We're going to look at the story of Zacchaeus, the very wealthy tax collector who wanted to see Jesus. But we believe there is much more to the story than is at the surface. It wasn't just that he wanted to see Jesus. He really wanted to have a relationship with Jesus, one that would make his life complete. And so we hope you'll enjoy this morning's scripture passage and the message. And then we also have a great song prepared by Alan Vest entitled, Change My Heart, O God. So as we prepare to hear the word this morning, let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for the privilege to be in your presence. We thank you for the way that you bless us. And Lord, we pray that as we hear your word proclaimed, that you will indeed open our hearts and our minds. Help us, Lord, to be open to what it is you would have us learn. And Lord, we pray for peace in this world. There is so much going on that we sometimes feel helpless, but we know that we can always turn to you and we can pray. And so today, we also pray for peace. Help us now, Lord, as we hear your word proclaimed. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So this morning, our message is entitled, For Those Who Have Everything. Let us hear from the Gospel of Luke, Chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, He has gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. This is the word of the Lord. A 17th century French philosopher named Blaise Pascal said that people have a trace of happiness, but it's only a trace of the original happiness that the first human beings had. We've lost true and full happiness. No person is as happy as they were created to be. Pascal describes this as the infinite abyss, a giant hole that only God can satisfy. So, what hope is there for people who seem to have everything, but still lack what is most important in life, the only thing that satisfies. Well, this morning we're going to look at that story of a man who seemed to have everything the world could offer, but still lacked something. As Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, he passes through Jericho and he meets a man named Zacchaeus. Yes, Zacchaeus is a funny name. It means the righteous one. Now we learn that he was a chief tax collector and was very, very wealthy. In this time and culture, people despised the tax collectors. But the reason being, they were supposed to collect taxes. Yes, they were doing their job. But the problem was they overtaxed and they kept the extra money for themselves. And there were no checks and balances. They could cheat people as much as they chose. And this man was a chief tax collector. He was very wealthy, but something was missing in his life. Now we see this in verse 3. It says, he wanted to see who Jesus was. Literally, he was seeking to see Jesus. Well, as Luke's gospel progresses, we find that Jesus is gaining a reputation. He has come on the scene and he has proclaimed the good news that the kingdom of God, God's reign, which is going to make life better for everybody. Yes, God's reign has arrived with him. And Jesus went around healing people and demonstrating the power of the kingdom. He performed miracles and even raised people from the dead. Zacchaeus had heard about all of this. And even though he had more money than he ever needed, something was missing. He wanted to see who Jesus was. Now, maybe it was his rejection by the common people and the fact that he was truly hated by most of the population at that time. Maybe that's what triggered his longing. There's often something in our lives that triggers our longing for something more. Well, he wanted to see who Jesus was, but he had a problem. He was too short to see. There's a book called Peculiar Treasures. It was written by Frederick Buechner. And Buechner has this has little vignettes that he has written about biblical characters. And I love the way he describes Zacchaeus. He says, Zacchaeus is a sawed-off little social disaster with a big bank account and a crooked job. Yes, Zacchaeus was so short that he couldn't see over the crowd. Now, you may ask, why didn't he just walk around the crowd? Or why didn't he just ask somebody if he could stand in front of them? But he didn't do that. He was a tax collector, and nobody was going to let him get to the front of the crowd. He was unable to see Jesus, the one who was bringing in the reign of God. And so he does something extremely radical in that culture. It says he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see Jesus, since he was coming that way. Now, there are a couple of problems with that picture. First, it says he runs. Well, from what we know about Jewish men in this time and culture, they didn't do a lot of running, at least not in the robes that they normally wore. And it was definitely not dignified. And on top of that, he climbed a tree. He's so desperate to see Jesus. He's so desperate for what Jesus has to offer. And perhaps the reason he wants to see Jesus is he recognizes there is an infinite abyss in his life, that hole that only God can satisfy. And he recognizes that only Jesus, the one who is coming through Jericho, perhaps only Jesus can help him to find that fulfillment in life that he so desperately wants. If only he can get a glimpse of Jesus, maybe then he'll understand what it is that Jesus has to offer, why he's so amazing. And so he climbs up into a tree. Now, interestingly, Jesus looks up. We're not told how he knew that Zacchaeus was there, but obviously, the way the story is told, it would seem that this is, again, not an accident, that this story is told for the benefit of us today. And so Jesus perhaps was coming through Jericho at that particular moment, specifically so that we would have this story about Zacchaeus for our lives today. But Jesus looks up. He sees Zacchaeus in the tree, and he said, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." Now, Jesus is inviting Zacchaeus into a relationship. The word that Luke uses for stay is a word that the Apostle John uses when he records Jesus' words on the night before he was crucified. It was then that Jesus was talking to his disciples about remaining or abiding or staying with them, and them staying with him. He talks about a relationship, and I believe that's what Jesus is offering Zacchaeus, because Luke uses the same word for stay. Jesus says, "I must stay at your house today." Well, Jesus is passing through Jericho. He's on his way to Jerusalem, and yet he's willing to stay, to have fellowship with Zacchaeus. It was no small matter to go into someone's home in first century Palestine. It was an act of fellowship, an act of relationship. And Zacchaeus responded to that. In verse 6, it says, "He came down at once and welcomed him gladly." You notice his response was immediate, and it was with joy. Now the people, as you might expect, did not respond very well to this. They began to mutter and complain, "He's gone to be the guest of a sinner." It's a criticism leveled at Jesus. How can he hang out with the scum of the earth, people like this tax collector, the chief tax collector at that? What is Jesus doing hanging out with him? Zacchaeus is the first one to reply. He says, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Now, obviously, that's what we see as being the fruit of repentance. We read in verse 6 that he welcomed Jesus gladly. But how do we know that welcome was legitimate and sincere? Well, this is the fruit of a person's life who has turned away from his sin and turned to Jesus. We do indeed call this repentance. It is the mark of a follower of Jesus, because Luke's gospel emphasizes that people who follow Jesus use their wealth to meet the needs of the poor. They shouldn't use their wealth simply to build bigger houses, to build bigger empires, but to meet the needs of the poor. And here is Zacchaeus, who says that's what he's going to do. Not only is he going to give half of his possessions to the poor, if he's cheated people out of anything, he's going to pay restitution. Yes, the kind that you read about in the Law of Moses. And so we see that Zacchaeus is becoming a sincere follower of Jesus. In the Greek language, the word for repentance is metanoia, and it literally means to turn around or to go in a different way. And so Zacchaeus, in his repentance, is turning his life around. In verse 9, Jesus replies, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham." Again, the charge is that Jesus is being a guest of a sinner. How in the world could Jesus do that? What Jesus wants people to understand is that this man too is a son of Abraham. And as you listen to that language, I hope it takes you back. It's in Luke chapter 1, when we're seeing Mary as she is pregnant with Jesus. It says, "Mary received the announcement that she would give birth to the Messiah, to the promised deliverer. And there she breaks into a song. It says, 'He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors.'" Yeah, that's the words of a song that Mary was singing. And so when Jesus says to Zacchaeus, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham," he's saying that no matter what he has done, no matter how greedy he has been, salvation is coming to him because he is a son of Abraham. He too is going to receive the benefit of the Messiah's coming because he has welcomed the Messiah into his home. He underscores this, and we come face to face with this very profound pronouncement. "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." That, my friends, is Jesus' mission statement. Jesus came to earth seeking lost people. He is affirming his mission. And interestingly, Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, but Jesus wanted to stay at his house. So is there hope for people whose lives are missing something? Oh, you bet there is. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. His mission is still the same. It hasn't changed. Only now, Jesus works his mission through you and me, his followers. The story of Zacchaeus is profound because it provides hope for those who think they have everything, but still feel empty. It's in Luke chapter 18 that we read Jesus' words that it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. Sometimes you read that and think, well, if that's what we're up against, why even bother? But then Jesus replies. He says, "What is impossible with man is possible with God." This story of Zacchaeus is an example of a person who became like that camel, going through the eye of the needle. The impossible has happened, and I think that's the encouragement that some of us need. There is hope for people whose lives are missing something. So don't give up. The Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. Friends, maybe you've got a Zacchaeus in your life. They've got everything that a lot of people dream about having. Maybe, like Zacchaeus, they've run over a few people to get what they wanted. Maybe they don't have the best reputation. Well, this story is a call to us not to get discouraged, not to give up, but to continue carrying out the mission of Jesus. God does not give any one of us the insight into other people's hearts. All we know is that with God, all things are possible. We are called to continue to share the gospel, to be that image of Christ to the world around us. It's possible that some of us are feeling an empty place in our hearts. Perhaps we are lost according to Jesus' description. Maybe you even seem to have everything that you wanted in life. But if you're really honest, you would have to admit that there's something missing. You sense there is something more to life. Maybe it's in those moments when everything is at its best, but still there's that haunting. There's still that sense that there is a void, an infinite abyss. And then we read about Zacchaeus, and we can identify with him. We too long to have our hearts filled with Christ. Well, in 1 Corinthians, Paul echoes two points that Jesus makes. Jesus takes the 12 disciples aside. They're heading to Jerusalem. Jesus knows what's coming, and he says to them, "Look, when we get to Jerusalem, everything that is written about me by the prophets will be fulfilled." He says the rulers will flog him and kill him. The Son of Man is going to suffer and die. Paul says it happened according to the scriptures, and it was witnessed in history. People witnessed Jesus' burial, and then on the third day he will rise again. His resurrection was also witnessed in history. Scripture tells us that more than 500 people saw Jesus after his resurrection. So friends, there is hope for us. There is hope for the people that we love. There is hope for people who seem to have everything, but are missing what's most important, a relationship with God through Jesus, the Son of Man, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. To the glory of God. Amen. And now, friends, let us continue to worship together as we hear Alan Vest as he performs "Change My Heart, O God," a song written by Eddie Espinoza, today arranged and performed by Alan Vest. Here is "Change My Heart, O God."
true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you.
Thanks to Alan for that great song, and how appropriate to go along with our message for today. Well, friends, as we look at the week ahead, as we ponder our lives, if some of us feel that there's something missing, that we need a closer relationship with Jesus, let's remember the words of Jesus himself as he said to the people who were criticizing him for going to be a guest in the home of Zacchaeus. Jesus said, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Yes, he came to seek and save the lost. And so there's hope for each and every one of us. Have a wonderful week ahead. And thank you for listening.